As lawmakers gathered in a joint session of the legislature, they were serenaded by a barbershop quartet.
I'm sitting on top of the world.
Sitting on top of the world might be a good metaphor because lawmakers are seemingly looking over the edge of a cliff.
Economic forces have combined in a perfect storm, driving up unemployment, stretching Oregon families to the brink, and depleting so many of our state resources that are needed to provide critical public services.
That's Oregon's new House Speaker, Dave Hunt. He wasn't the only legislative leader to describe the economy as a perfect storm. Senate President Peter Courtney said lawmakers face a mission impossible budget. And Governor Ted Kulongoski, in his State of the State address, said the economic outlook has gone downhill fast, even in the time since he issued his budget proposal last month. But Kulongoski told lawmakers his priorities haven't changed.
The ground on which together we will build a budget for the next biennium has shifted. But the pillars of that budget, children, education, health care, renewable energy, green technology, and transportation, cannot be shaken.
The Democratic governor wants to fund those priorities in part with tax increases on corporate profits, gasoline, and cigarettes. Lawmakers and voters rejected a cigarette tax hike in 2007. The governor had wanted the money to go towards children's health insurance. He now wants to fund children's health care through a tax on hospitals. He challenged lawmakers to make the issue one of their priorities, too.
There will be no shortage of lobbyists and interest groups trying to persuade you that this isn't the right time or the right plan or the right investment. My question to each of you is, if not now, when?
Deciding whether or not to raise taxes will be largely up to Democrats. They hold a 3/5 majority in both the House and the Senate. That means they don't need a single GOP vote to pass a tax hike. Still, Republicans promised to be a voice for limited government in Salem. And House Minority Leader Bruce Hanna said Democrats shouldn't be surprised that state programs might have to be cut.
We've been talking about this for over a year, that the trend line on revenue is going down. Let's make adjustments today for what's happening into the future.
It's not clear yet how many cuts lawmakers will have to make. They won't be able to pass a final budget until at least May, when they'll have a better sense of the financial outlook for the next 2 years. The legislature is also eager to see what happens in Washington, D.C. Congress expects to take up an economic stimulus package that could include millions of dollars of assistance for Oregon. Democratic Congressman Earl Blumenauer, who sits on the Federal Ways and Means Committee, was among the many dignitaries on hand for the legislature's opening session. He says Oregon can expect help, but it won't be a magic bullet.
We're in for a long slog. I think anybody who feels that we're going to be turning the corner in a year or two is, likely to be disappointed. We're going to have to really remain committed to this because it's going to take, I think, several years before we stabilize and come back.
Meanwhile, Oregon lawmakers wasted no time getting to work.
House Bill 2023 relating to Oregon veterans' homes. House Bill 2024 relating to veterans.
Legislative leaders say despite the economic challenges, they're committed to wrapping up their work by the end of June. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.